Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Oscar Smith and his fabulous wife, Marcia, and his friends and family. And I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, what a show we have for you today, The Law of Love. Our special guest is Chap Oscar Smith, a relationship expert. He is also a notable writer, speaker, and visionary leader who has been deeply involved in the spiritual growth of others for over 30 years. He is known for his down-to-earth, engaging communication style
at his obvious caring and concern for others. He is in the process of launching an online worldwide dating site. He promises to give us the breaking news when the site is ready to go. Before I bring on Chap Oscar, I just want to share something with you called the ABCs of Friendship, because when I read this, all I did think about was Oscar and my friend Beverly, my friend Tetsi, the people that are really meaningful in my life. And friendship and love is very deeply connected. There's all kinds of love, all kinds of relationships. So let me just share with you the A to Z of friendship, and you'll see where I'm coming from and why I wanted to launch the show with this. A friend accepts you as you are, believes in you, calls you just to say hi, doesn't give up on you, envisions the whole of you even in the unfinished parts, forgives your mistakes, gives unconditionally, helps you over any hurdles, invites you over and wants to be with you in person and or on the phone, just wants to be there for you, keeps you close at heart, loves you for who you are and for who you are not, makes a difference in your life and others, never judges, offers support, picks you up when you're down, quiets your fears, raises your spirits and reminds you to stay positive, says nice things about you to you and others, tells you the truth when you need to hear it, understands you, values you, wants a powerful win-win relationship with you, explain things you don't understand, yells words of praise and encouragement, and zooms in on your strengths and talents. And as I said, all those things are what is part of my relationship with Oscar Smith. And I assure you, folks, after today's show, you will feel that relationship with him as well. Welcome to the show, my dear friend, Oscar.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. That is really the ultimate vision of what a true friend really is.
Yes, and friendship is a major part of love, especially unconditional love. And you are a relationship expert, and I can't wait for your site to be launched so we can let our people all over the world know about it. But right now, I want to let all our people all over the world know about you. So what would you like to share as regards to the law of love?
Well, Joyce, my goal today for this show is to give you and our friends around the world a view from the bridge on the law of love. And, you know, love basically, Joyce, boils down to the law of life. That's what love really is. It's a life law. And the view from the bridge really is something that your grandma, your granddad would tell you to slow down, make it easy for me to understand. And I'm calling that perspective, the view from the bridge perspective. And today's topic is love.
And what better topic is there than love? It is, after all, what makes the world go round.
Yeah, you know, it is the most spectacular, indescribable, deep feeling one can have for another. And that's why, Joyce, I want to just thank you for being who you are in our lives. And Marcia and myself, we have the highest regard for you. I've not shared with Ted in quite a while, but the whole Joyce Barry friends and family has had a major impact in my life. And, you know, Joyce, love is an incredibly powerful word. I'm glad that you called on me today to talk about love.
It's a powerful word with a powerful guest discussing this powerful topic. So I would think you are expert enough to create this amazing dating site. So what advice do you want to give our people that are listening intently to what you have to say?
Well, let me just share this, Joyce. The site is called Music City Mingle, and the mingle part really, after all these years, you know, prior to being Chap Oscar, I was the limo doctor. I did a lot of weddings. I've done a lot of counseling. So I've had different perspectives of marriage, relationships, and, you know, Joyce, one of the grandest themes in Scripture is the church, the object of God's affection. And so when you really look at how awesome our God is, he actually had a grand scheme to create a future bride for his beloved son. And so when you really look at the different lenses, and that's why I call today's session The View from the Bridge, the ultimate love source has got to be God, our creator.
Absolutely. And since he created all of us in his image, we have to know that that creation is indeed a perfect one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, God's, he assigned his son a redemptive assignment on earth, and that redemptive assignment really is a love story, because I don't care who you speak with, I don't really care what religion, what where you come from, but the ultimate love story is that God, our creator, created us so we can love him and he can love on us. And when you play this out over a period of time, we will find that all of the drama, all of the pathos, all of the love, all the struggle, all the triumphs, Joyce, God's intention is to provide for his son a perfect companion for all eternity. That's the love story.
And it is the eternal love story.
Yeah.
And sets the example for all of us. I just keep thinking, if the world was truly filled with love and there was and not so much evil in the world, what an extraordinary world it would be, where we didn't look at another's color, another's race, another's religion. We just saw another human being out there.
Yeah, and, you know, and really, Joyce, this love that we are capable of sharing is unconditional affection with no limits or conditions, completely loving each other as God's family. And that's why I really don't, you know, I hear it every day, getting drawn into drama. And I mentioned pathos earlier, and I'm not trying to draw any attention to my vocabulary, but, you know, pathos, when you really look at it, it's an emotion of sympathetic pity. And most people today want to draw you in to their drama, their struggle. And, you know, we've got to begin to trust each other, and we've got to start loving each other and not wanting anything in return. Today, Joyce, most people will love you for what you can give them.
That is true. It's not about what you could give. It's what you could give and what you could receive. And I believe both are equally important to be a healthy human being. I find giving and receiving is the answer, not one side or the other, but both are equally important.
Well, that's what I love about you, Joyce. You put together a show 5 days a week, and God knows how long you've been doing it. And that, to me, is the epitome of love. When you can love one's love on your friends and family and your listening audience to sacrifice what you do in a given week to have quality guests coming on time, being people who are going to be very serious with sharing. When you love someone, you want nothing more than for them to be truly happy, no matter what it takes. And you do that 5 days a week, Joyce. And I want to just take time out to tell you how much Chap Oscar loves you.
Thank you. And the feeling is indeed mutual. And speaking of very special guests, our health guru, the only person who has a show each and every Thursday, here's to your health Thursday. She knows so much about physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. She's also a master on universal law. I've taken many of her classes dealing with universal law. She just happens to be with us in the studio. So, Beverly, I want to say hi to you. And is there a law of love? And if not, shouldn't there be?
That's a great question. There certainly should be, and in the spiritual realms, there certainly is. Oscar was talking so beautifully about the importance of love and to love our Creator and to love each other. We all come from that Creator. We're all part of it. So when we love each other, we are actually bestowing love upon the Creator also, which is so beautiful. And, you know, one of the most important lines in the Bible is, love thy neighbor as thyself. What I teach in Universal Laws is how to have a vibration, a frequency that is such that it will put you in harmony with the good of life. And there is no vibration, no frequency that is higher than that of love.
And I agree with that. And as I say, that is so significant in peace on earth, peace amongst your friends, yourself, your neighbors. I just want to refer you folks to our show yesterday with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. It was called Prayer and Miracles. And miracles is another one of my favorite topics in our archives with Beverly Nadler, Prayer and Miracles. And on Wednesday, Love and Miracles with our friend Michael Weniger. So prayer, miracles, love, all of them are very interconnected and makes for so much for a better world, peace of mind, less stress, a happy and healthy heart, and all of the above. Beverly, anything else you want to say? Thank you for jumping in before we go back to Oscar.
Yeah, I just want to, again, commend Oscar on choosing this wonderful subject, especially this is a month when we honor love. Of course, we should honor it every single day, but humans need reminders. I did want to mention that we're doing a show also on the power, the healing power of love next week, next Thursday, and this is a month when your fortunate listeners can get all the information and all the knowledge and all of the inspiration about love from listening to this incredible show, Joyce Barry and Friends. So thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, my dear, dear friend. I love you very much and appreciate all the contributions you make to our show. Oscar, before we go back to you, here's a person, Miss Beverly Nadler, author, poet extraordinaire, all of the above, who is the one that shares with our worldwide audience why they should be listening to our show each and every day. And here it is in her words.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. And all you need to do is go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, you can click on follow and you will get an email every day about our show, our guests, and our topic. You need not miss any show. Back to you, Oscar. What more can you tell us about the law of love?
Well, first of all, I want to salute your friend and my friend who I adore, I listen to, and highly respect. Beverly and myself have carried on a relationship for years, Joyce. So,
okay.
Beverly, just know I love you, Beverly. And, you know, Joyce, not to date myself, but you remember Ella Fitzgerald?
Of course.
Well, you know, there's a picture of a glass sitting on a table, and Fitzgerald, and I know Beverly might be old enough to remember this, but Ella Fitzgerald sings, "What is this thing called love?" And it shatters all of these fine glasses and these brilliant pieces of china. It just blasts them in the air when she sings the vibration of her voice, "What is this thing called love?" And I'd like to, if you would allow me, Joyce, just share those lyrics with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, now, you know I'm not a singer, but it starts off saying, "What is this thing called love?" And there's a question mark. "This funny thing called love, question mark. Just who can solve its mystery, question mark. Why should it make a fool of me, question mark." Then the lyric goes on into, "I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love?" This third verse, "I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love?" And if you could sing that, if you could resonate that, that is the question, Joyce, humanity is asking today. What is this thing called love? And why can't we have that in our world today?
That's the eternal question that people are still searching for the answers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, God lovers experience life through a relationship with God, which focuses on love as a compelling force that determines our very nature. So when I meet people who are outside of the domain of a solid experience through a relationship with God, with focus on love as a compelling force, I feel sorry for that person. When that person is self-sustaining, self-existing, they don't have a care about no one else but Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. My name is Jimmy. They live in their own ecosystem, and they're they are so self-contained, they have no concept of what love truly is, Joyce.
That's absolutely true. And we also, we did a show about how, the importance of loving yourself. It kind of reminds me of like when you're on an airplane and those masks come down for oxygen. You have to breathe into that first, put yours on first before you take care of your child. Because if you go to the child first, you could pass out. So it is important, and where it starts is to love yourself and then share the rest with, other people that you indeed care about. So that is equally important, self-love, self-esteem, self-respect. When you love yourself, it's contagious. You give people other reasons to love you. So it's not about ego if you don't overdo it. But to appreciate and love yourself should be another law as well.
Yeah, you know, I don't come against that. But what we have is a world, you know, me and my four and no more. And so when you deal with self-esteem and you deal with pride, you deal with all of these other issues, I don't come against that. But, you know, true love, does it come by chance or does it come by maturity? When you're mature in your love and you're giving of yourself, you open up your world and your heart to receive love. And that's the problem. When you get involved with pride, pride to me, and we've shared this on previous engagements, Joyce, pride to Chapasta means please realize I deserve exaltation. And when you get into that prideful mode, I'm telling you, you start having eye trouble.
That's funny. You're a very happy man. I know that. I've spoken to your wife. What is the secret of your success in marriage?
Well, the teaching of our success in marriage, success in life, success with friends and relatives and other people we meet on a daily basis come from the teaching and sharing we do as a couple on the nature of love. And we know that many in the religious community and the spiritual community as well, we have, and I say we because I'm part of the spiritual community, we have neglected to share the culture of love, actually break it down for people. And, you know, we choose now to enter into a mature relationship with people when they can really embrace love as something important. And so Marcia and myself, even though it's Valentine's Day, every day we wake up and go to bed sharing with each other constantly how important you are in my life and how important she is in my life. You have to give love to receive love. And really right now, the nature of love, because if you listen to these talking heads, you listen to TV and you see everything has become so self-centered. It's just no opening to love you anymore.
One of the most powerful things I ever heard was when Denzel Washington was interviewed, you must have a highly successful marriage. Never do we hear about any issues in your marriage. What is the secret of your success in marriage? He said, I can answer that in two words. Yes, dear.
You gotta love Denzel Washington.
Yes, and I do, very much so. I thought that was very cute and spot on.
Yeah, well, Denzel, I have grown to really take my hat off to him and quite a few other very visible leaders in our world. what he does every year for the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, my wife is involved with an organization, been around 4 years, $1 million check every year to the Boys and Girls Club. And when you look, I believe Jennifer Lopez is involved as well in the Bronx. And, I mean, you know, Denzel has really carried the torch for the Boys and Girls Club. You just got to love people like him. At the end of the day, not only the Boys and Girls Club, you got the American Red Cross, all of these, oh, and what's going on in Flint, Michigan. We need to start having compassion for our neighbors. A lot of our neighbors, a lot of our relatives and friends, Joyce, are going through it at this hour.
Absolutely. So true, so true. I'm going to go back to Beverly for a moment. Beverly, if you're still with us, I'm wondering if you have handy or accessible any of your extraordinary poems on love?
Actually, I do. Yeah. It wasn't something I was prepared. In fact, I originally was only coming on for a few moments to hear what Oscar's brilliant words were, and then I got engrossed, and I'm still here, obviously, because you called on me. But if you give me a moment, I will gladly find a poem.
Yeah, why don't we give her a moment? Let me just share that she is amazing as a poet. She has poems on miracles, on love, on everything. And I just got this inner guide telling me, go to Beverly and let's hear one of her fabulous poems on love. So while we're doing that, everyone has, you all have your own unique gifts, and her gift is research and health and writing and poetry, and I just love her poems.
Well, here we go.
Perfect.
Love changes everything, and thank you for that acknowledgement, and believe me, Oscar, it was not my intention to take any time away from your fabulous show, but on the other hand, Joyce has asked for this, and I hope you feel that it's a good, that it fits in with your show.
Oh, it's perfect. No, I love to listen to your wisdom, Beverly.
Thank you, and I love listening to yours. Love changes everything. When you're feeling sad and kind of blue and wondering what you ought to do, gently put your hands on your heart and smile. Think of someone you love, and in a while, the sadness will go and your soul will sing, because love changes everything. When people are sharp and treat you unkind, send them love anyway. And pay them no mind, for the love you send will come back to you, bringing blessings to all that you do. You'll feel more alive, and your soul will sing, because love changes everything. What makes you laugh fills you with delight. What warms you on a cold winter's night? What do you cherish? The fragrance of spring. What makes you soar on an eagle's wing? Who brings a smile to your lips in spite of it all, who makes your heart jump when you hear the call? Whose touch can soothe your worry and pain? Who do you want to be with again and again? All of these and many more represent what you adore. The mere thought of them transforms how you feel, for love has the power to heal. When someone you know has a bad day and you can't think of the right words to say, smile and send love their way, and their gloomy mood won't be able to stay. Their heart will be lighter, and their soul will sing, because your love changes everything.
Wasn't that awesome, Oscar? Wasn't that just
that's
totally
really
beautiful?
You know, and you could tell that came from Beverly's heart. That's
yes.
A heartfelt poem, Joyce.
Thank
yeah.
you, and thank you for asking me to, because when I read these things, which, you know, kind of come through me, it just gives me this wonderful feeling, and I'm excited, at this whole conversation and everything about love. And as I said before, and I know that you say this all the time, Oscar, it's something we need to keep in our lives and in our heart every single moment.
Yes,
so thank you again for having me on.
Thank you, Beverly. Appreciate that. And I just knew you'd have a poem right there because you have a poem everywhere. Oscar, back to you. Why don't you talk a little bit about why you created a dating site that's worldwide? It obviously has to do with your intention of having love make the world go round. So that's around the whole globe, and why you believe that will really support people in finding their kind of relationship.
Well, as a chaplain, Joyce, I felt that, and Beverly resonates with this as well, whenever you deal from a spiritual vantage point, inevitably, you know, dating and singleness and I can't find anybody comes right up. And then you have people that, you know, particularly in the dating environment, get involved with a lot of drama and bad decisions, quick decisions. And so that led me into taking people and changing the game plan into not dating but mingle, establish a foundation even before you go out to see anybody. So the site's called Music City Mingle, but the passage in the Bible that inspired me, that most explicitly gave me instructions on how to involve my chaplaincy with a business was in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and Beverly, I know you know this all too well, but in essence, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 emphasizes that the one who loves must want what is best for the one who is loved. And when having that as a keystone to a relationship, we get to understand the power of sacrificing self-interest. And so that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Joyce.
Wow. Can always count on you to have a verse right there to drive your point home. Folks, let me just share. My official website is Joyce Barrie, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarrie.com. I am a life coach, a success coach, a home business coach. And in that website, you'll see all the kind of programs that I bring forth and countless testimonials from people all around the country who have taken my seminars or had private coaching. Here are just a few endorsements I want to share with all of you.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barrie.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, if you send that email and in the subject line you put the lore of love, I'll know exactly the show that inspired you to send me that email, and I'll be happy to give you a free coaching session to see if you resonate with having a coach or a home business or whatever you'd like to share about. CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Be sure to put name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text of the email, and I will contact you. Over to you, Oscar. Love and friendship are closely tied together because I really believe that when you love someone, they need to be your friend first. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Definitely, yeah, I do agree with that, you know, but sometimes you can love people that will never be your friend. You just do it because love is a, you know, for me, Joyce, love is a spiritual power that arises from the human spirit, and that human spirit is made in the image of God, and not to wax eloquently, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So, you know, not to proselytize, but we have got to get away from our ability and start mimicking God's ability and love. To me, is a very dramatic spiritual power, and the inner force of love compels me to search for God, but also to desire to give love, give compliments, give encouragement to my brothers and sisters.
So you're speaking more from a space of unconditional love, where someone may not be their friend, your friend may not even talk to you, in fact, but you still love them for who they are and for who they are not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, really, Joyce, and this is why I love you and Beverly and Ted and the community of presenters and speakers that you have amassed with your show. You know, for me, my perspective is love is based on the overwhelming value and worth of who God is and who we are all being made day by day into his image. I mean, it's all about not Joyce, not Oscar, not Beverly, not Ted, not, you know, Country Boy, all of your stable, all of us involved with your show, I believe we all want to be part of that giving of love community. And, you know, love is expressed by giving, and that's what this show is about. That's what Chap Oscar is about.
Well, one of the components of love, knowing you as I do, that I know that you feel this way, is the power of forgiveness that's inherent in that. So let me share my poem on forgiveness. I know that you appreciate it enough such that you put it in one of your books. Which book is it in, Oscar, of yours?
Well, right now on Amazon.com, I have 12 books, which is kind of amazing. It's kind of, you know, I'm waiting on God to release the promotion. You know, I don't ever want to get outside of God's perfect will for my life. Even as a writer, I live 2 to 3 blocks away from Thomas Nelson, and Zondervan. Those are worldwide publishers. And the Holy Spirit has not released me yet to release those books.
It's coming,
book
but which is
Joyce,
the one that you printed my poem on forgiveness that I'm going to be sharing with our audience?
Yes, it's on Amazon. It's called He Came Incognito.
Incognito, yes, because I know you had so many books. I forgot which one. He Came Incognito. And here is that poem. Forgiveness, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. How do I forgive? How do I let go? You hurt me so bad, and you know this is so. How could you, I ask? I am reminded every day. The pain is so intense, it just won't go away. You really were cruel. What you did was obscene. You left me devastated. How could you be so mean? When truth be told, I knew that the healing key was to forgive you, not for your sake, but for me. And so I forgive you, but I may never forget what you did to me that you don't even regret. Without this healing, which is so dramatic, forever my life would be totally traumatic. And so I forgive you, though what you did was a sin. I am forgiving you so the healing can begin. Oscar, as a chaplain, and given you put it in your book, he came incognito. What is the message about forgiveness that you want to share with people? Because truly, it is a part of the law of love. You must be able to forgive and move on.
Forgiveness and the theme of that book, he came incognito. Forgiveness is a force, Joyce, and when you look at forgiveness and break it down to its root, you give to live. And when you carry these burdens around, you're actually engaging in something that becomes a poison to you because you can't shake it, you can't let it go, and it actually creates a poison in your body. Doing spiritual work and chaplaincy work, I know within minutes, pretty much of the time, I can locate somewhere in that person's discussion with me on forgiveness. And so that poem, Joyce, the publishers, the people that I work with deemed that poem, your contribution, enough to survive, you know, 2 or 3 reprints already.
Thank you. There's a famous saying from a movie, love is never having to say you're sorry. I want to say that love is never having to say you're sorry, but saying it anyway. That's my take on that, that it is good to express that. What's your take on that, Oscar?
Well, right now, Joyce, I kind of agree with that, but to ignore the human spiritual drive for love and for God leads only to a life of failure. So to say what you just said is one thing, but that's pretty much a cause and effect relationship, because if you live with your life where you don't involve the love of God as part of your spiritual drive. We all are made, and we talked about it the last time, Joyce, we had a dialogue. We all have a servo mechanism located right in our heart where we serve. We're just designed to serve God, and if we serve God, we can't get into the drama of being hurt, being unforgiving, and selfish. And so most people have a lot of inner unrest, desperation, and that arises, Joyce, from being separated from God.
Notwithstanding what you said, I'm just not clear on your take on it. I say love is never having to say you're sorry and saying it anyway. And I'm not quite sure where you were coming from with what you just expressed. Can you clarify?
Okay, true love, Joyce, when you say love is never having to say I'm sorry, I say I'm sorry and ask for forgiveness all day long because we're just not perfect. And, you know, even in the spiritual community, I had years ago a lady at a bookstore. She came up to say, oh, you're a chaplain, Chap Oscar. I just lost my cat this morning. And I got convicted because that day I said, well, oh, I feel sorry for her. But I got convicted in my heart, Joyce, and about an hour later, I was compelled to go back up to her and hug her and say, oh, my God, you know, what was your cat's name? That cat was a part of her family. And so we just can't. We can say, you know, Cecil V, so goes life. But no, we are in a very heartfelt, desperate environment. And because I actually resonate from love, I have to really lend myself to encouraging people that it's important that they love as well. And so to say so goes life and all of that, yeah, but to achieve in life now on any level, we need to have a love walk. And I can't ignore.
Okay, so yeah. You do agree, though, where I was coming from, you don't have to say you're sorry, but saying it anyway. I wasn't quite sure where you were coming from. So you agree with that asking for forgiveness, forgiving others, is all a part of the love quotient.
Well, it is, Joyce, and I just don't want to get stuck there. I just want to say, for me, love requires a mature character, and the Holy Spirit checked my character because she was coming to me really to express, and I believe she was expecting more compassion from me. And that was quite a few years ago, and her name is Mary. We have become really, really good friends because I get people all the time, Joyce, with their dogs and pets and cats. Those animals are a part of their family. And, you know, I have to really seek repentance of that attitude because I'm not a pet lover per se, but now I have grown into consideration and compassion for pet lovers as well. In fact, I pray for pets as well.
Yeah, pets are definitely part of one's family, so I agree with you on that. And people really should have compassion for friends and relatives when they lose a pet because it truly, truly, truly is family. Oscar, did you ever have any pets?
I had a warm affection for a dog when I was a child, and the dog's name was Duke, by the way.
Okay.
And, you know, Duke passed away as time went on, and then I've had a couple other pets. And, you know, to me, a pet lover is a very, very special person. And right now I have relatives with horses, and, you know, my heart goes out to them. You know, it's a lot of care that has to come from your heart to be involved with pets. And I respect a pet that I don't have to pay the vet bills for. But, I'm all about pets. I love them. I have a warm attachment to pets.
And, folks, I want to share with you my poem called The Magical Keys, because I believe if you follow the advice in this poem, you'll have the magical keys to get what you want in life. Here it goes. The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. So, Oscar, as we wind down, what are the magical keys you want to leave our audience with today?
The magical key, I want to first of all thank you, Joyce. We've had a fun show and had an opportunity to share love. Thank you, Beverly Nadler, and all your contributions today, Joyce. And what remains now for Chap Oscar to share is faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. That's found again in 1 Corinthians 13. And when you look at 1 Corinthians 13, just kind of wander around chapter 1 through chapter 13, verse 1 through 13, and you'll see a description of agape love. And we don't have enough show today to talk about agape love and phileo and all the other manifold dimensions of love. But agape love is described, Joyce, as being patient, kind, truthful, unselfish, trusting, believing, hopeful, and enduring. And if there's a takeaway from today's show, we cannot be jealous, we cannot be boastful, we cannot be arrogant, we cannot be rude, selfish, or angry. True love never, ever fails. And I thank you, Joyce, for entertaining the Chap Oscar Love and the Law of Love experience today.
You are indeed lovable yourself, Chap Oscar. So, folks, I want to close with this special prayer I created for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So, folks, we invite you to listen to our show, laugh along with us, sing along with us, dance along with us, be happy along with us, make it a great day, a great weekend, and join us in the Joyce Barry Mass.
listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
I've switched a lot of things in my life, but it's never worked out. I switched to being a vegetarian, but ate more bacon than ever. Every time I switch lines at the grocery store, I never pick the fast one. But one thing that totally worked out is I switched to MetroPCS and got a free Samsung Galaxy.
Make the right switch too. Move to MetroPCS and get a free Samsung Galaxy J7 with a huge 5.5-inch screen. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Plus sales tax. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms, and conditions.